Hi, you are so motivated that you listen to a podcast about studying at a university out of free will. Great! You will need this enthusiasm throughout the next years. To start your life as a student, you have to make your own timetable. No more chosen ones like in school. So you might want to throw in as many courses as possible because you have so much time left. And after that is done, it sounds great to attend all your classes for the whole semester. You will totally do all the homework on the same day. There are 2 months left to study for the exam? Easy. You struggle with term papers and have a hard time researching or writing? No problem. Your lecturer will always help you. So while this part is covered, you think that it is time to meet new people. As you do your homework so eagerly, you can party every weekend and make a whole bunch of friends. You will never be too drunk because you control yourself too well. In the meantime, your cooking skills will improve by default because you prepare meals every day in an accurate manner. You will always have enough money, do not worry. Now there is nothing stopping you from having the best time of your long life.
Well, but let's keep it real for a second. Right after your total excitement about your schedule and the university life at all, you're starting to realize that some things are not as marvelous as imagined. You thought to never hear the words homework or compulsory attendance again? Then let me tell you something, my friend. I think you are in the wrong place. If you do not want to reach the stress level Britney Spears did in 2007, you better keep up with the preparations for your courses. These preparations or tasks can look slightly different. Some lecturers are okay with you just sitting there breathing, but there are also other lecturers that want you to read 1,000 books and write an essay about what happened in each book at page 394 every week. Yeah, sometimes it is very hard to keep up with the university life, and believe me, you are going to be a little depressed about it, but just try to keep your head up and may the odds be ever in your favor.
After quite some time of going to your seminars, just for the purpose of silencing your conscience, you realize that you should probably initiate studying for upcoming exams. But somehow there is always something more important to do. You really need to attend that birthday party of a cousin's friend you have said hello to that one time. She seemed really nice. Also, the weather is great and your family is organizing a big barbecue. Cannot miss that for sure. Free food, right? After slowly becoming aware that you still have not been productive in any way whatsoever, and 2 more weeks have passed, you get started on summarizing all relevant material, which is kind of studying, but not really. After every chapter, you need to take a 2-hour break because this is just so exhausting. This then goes on for another week or two. The only thing that is left to do is internalizing your summaries, but the dishes need to be cleaned first. And then you're kind of hungry, better make a sandwich, or 5. Well, while eating those, it is impossible to study, so you can also watch an episode of this really good series. 1 or 2 won't do any harm, right? After 1 season, you pull yourself together, but the flat looks kind of dirty, which is suddenly really distracting. You start to clean everything, literally everything, even behind the closet. Well, it got pretty late, so you can just as well go to bed and get some rest before studying tomorrow. Maybe.
So you're doing what pretty much everyone else is doing. No problem, you can manage, trust me. Actually, don't trust me. I'm really bad at this giving advice stuff, and I don't really know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, this is what I do, take it or leave it. I try to convince myself that I'm actually being productive, which works quite fine for me most of the time, honestly. I tend to visit most of my seminars and lectures, unless it's the only one late in the evening that day, let's say 4 p.m, because that would be insane, right? Oh, and when it comes to exams, fellas, don't worry, you got this. That's what I tell myself anyway, because I'm a beast, so it must be true. And in the unlikely case that you still manage to screw it up, don't worry either. It's not your fault. We all know it's your teacher's or lecturer's fault. No, forget that. It's obviously this cruel world's fault. Because in the end, how dare they judge you when they just murdered 15 innocent trees to make this piece of paper to test you?
Hey, but don't get discouraged. I know what you just heard was maybe not the most advertising description of a student's life. We are just trying to give you the whole picture, which isn't just black and white. Obviously, college life has its good and bad sides, and you shouldn't let the bad things demotivate you from being a college student. In fact, university time is one of the most exciting time of our lives. During this period, you will learn so many new things and get to know so many interesting people. Sure, you will be under a lot of stress, but in this way, you will always improve and push your limits, and who knows, you could learn new things even about yourself. And where there's pressure, there's also release, and believe me when I say that there are plenty of occasions and activities you can attend to find release. College life is a valuable experience. Just as the stages change from time to time, you will also change as this rather short period of your life means maturing and reinventing yourself. At no other time and place can you do and try out anything you want, meet so many different people and be so independent. With that keeping in mind, all the difficulties, the stress and the deadlines are worth it.